Unexpected places where God's love shines through. I just got back from town as I needed to go to the bank and the drugstore, and while I was out, I also stopped by Hobby Lobby to look at beads for my homemade angels. I went into the checkout line, and there was a lady in front of me with a large purchase that included 12 Bibles. I was curious as to what she was using these Bibles for, so I asked her, "What are you doing with these Bibles?" She said, "I am giving them as gifts to my children on Easter. I have 6 children. They are all married with spouses, and I am buying each one of them a Bible to give to them on Easter Sunday." I immediately pulled out my box of homemade angels and offered one to the lady. She was surprised by my offer, seeing the beautiful angels in so many beautiful colors. I told her I would like to give an angel to each one of her children and their spouses. She was stunned. I said, "Meet me outside the store after your purchase, and then after I've purchased my items, I'll let you pick out 12 of my most beautiful angels." She had never seen me in her life, and I wondered, because of the time it took me to get through the checkout line, if she would still be there waiting when I went outside. Sure enough, she was there and excited to get the angels. I told her, "Before you give the angels to them, tell them they must read their Bibles." She said, "I will." Before I turned to walk away, I said, "By the way, I have a Christian website with free Christian materials." I told her about these 5-minute lessons in audio and in printed form, and commentaries on almost all the books of the New Testament. "All of it is free," I said. As I was showing her my business card, she immediately responded by saying, "Give me 6 more cards. I want all of my family members to visit this website." So if you think that giving out a homemade angel is foolish, just get out of the way and make your giving about God and the glory that the Father will receive for your kindness and good deeds. Matthew 5:16. Who would have thought that the single act of sharing an angel with a lady at Hobby Lobby would have opened the door for the gospel of Christ to be shared with 12 people across 6 families? On another occasion at this same store, I saw an elderly lady who was purchasing 23 little buckets. I asked her, "Why are you purchasing these little buckets?" She said she lived in a retirement home community with many people that have no family, no friends to visit, or even contact with the outside world. She wanted to purchase some little gifts to put in these buckets to give to her fellow residents of this elderly community, a gift that would show that they are not forgotten, but remembered and loved. I immediately pulled out my box of angels and offered her one. She was amazed at the beauty of these angels, as well as the offer to freely receive something that would be of no cost to her whatsoever. I further stated, "I not only want to give you an angel and a keyring, but I want to give each one of your residents an angel on a keyring also." She said, "You don't understand. There are 23 residents." I said, "It's okay. I have plenty of angels in this box. And if you need more, I have another box with me also." I said, "Hold out your hand." We began to count them out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. As her hand began to fill up, overflowing with angels, I said, "Put out both hands." I continued counting. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. One by one, I kept placing another angel in her hands. As I did, I thought of each angel as representing an individual that had been abandoned and ignored by society. I kept counting. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. At this point, the lady could hardly hold back her tears. I counted out the remaining angels, giving one extra in case we miscounted, so no one would be left out. 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. We were both overwhelmed by the sight of 24 angels, counted one by one, that represented 24 elderly people forgotten by the mass population of society. Didn't Jesus say, "If you've done it to the least of these, you have done it to me"? Matthew 25:40. I feel impressed to say this. Christianity is not about a preacher in a certain building you meet in, and it's not just about you and what God can do for you. It's about touching the lives of others with God's love and kindness. Luke 10:30-37. James 1:27. Today my wife and I were in a restaurant having lunch. I had given some angels out there before. People were coming and receiving angels with joy. A couple in the next booth was listening and watching intently to what was happening. As we were exiting the restaurant, I turned to the couple in the next booth. I asked this question, "Would you like an angel?" The answer was, "Very much so." Then the man began sharing with me that he used to be a follower of Jesus, and today he was under great conviction. When I gave him an angel, his heart was touched and turned toward the Lord. I thanked him for sharing this with me, and I told him that his words encouraged me greatly in what I was doing. Also today we stopped at a UPS store to return a product my wife purchased on Amazon. I saw a homeless lady walking through the parking lot. I yelled, "Hey, I have something for you," and I held out my angel box. She came over quickly and took an angel I had made, and she kept on walking. Then I heard her say, "I love you. I love you." When it's about God and not you, stand still and see the glory of God. Matthew 5:16. Be someone's miracle. Show God's love today.